Hello and welcome to the podcast. We're back. I'm sorry that we left for a week.
Did you miss us?
I bet the answer is maybe.
Taking 1 week off of work felt like a month to me.
Yeah, you don't like vacation, hey?
I'm forced to take my vacation days. I like being in a routine. I don't like the pressure of having to stay up late every single night because I'm on vacation.
Right.
What if I want to go to bed at 8? People are judgy and pushy and toxic. Leave me alone.
That they want to hang out with you after 8 p.m. Yes, sounds very toxic.
It feels good to be back into routine. Like I said, a week off is too much. If I'm taking vacation, 3 days max from here on out.
What was the highlight of your days off? Wow, sounded like a really good vacation.
It was a great vacation.
I picked up my new whip.
The one you use in the bedroom?
Yes.
Good, because that old one was getting rather tethered.
No, my new car. Well, it's an old car, but it's mine.
Every time you get a new car, it's an old car that you got from someone in your family.
I have never bought a brand new vehicle.
Are you serious?
In my life.
That's all I've ever done.
It's always used for me.
I buy a new one. Sometimes I'll lease it and then beat the crap out of it and give it back.
Yeah.
So to each their own.
So I've got a convertible now. I've already got the hairstyle that's perfect for it.
Every time I see a convertible, it's a bald guy driving it.
My daughter is already annoyed of it, though. Like, she has hair and has to sit in the back still.
Oh, yeah. That's why you only see bald men in convertibles. Unless you're watching like a Bonnie and Clyde movie or something.
I have a feeling once school's back in, though, she'll be like top down, rolling up.
Check out my dad's cool ride.
Yeah.
How do you keep your mask on in the wind?
I don't normally drive with a mask on.
You should if you have a convertible.
Why?
Because you're outside.
No.
You are.
You're definitely social distancing in a car from other cars. Like,
you should wear a mask.
You just roll around with a mask on while you're driving.
I'm going to start wearing a mask in the car. People are saying because the air from outside circulates in when you have your air conditioning on.
You're making that up.
I heard it once.
Okay. Well, you keep rolling around with a mask on, looking like a cool guy.
Okay, well, you roll up to your kid's elementary school without a mask on, and you'll be the guy everyone calls no mask convertible bald dude.
That's a cool nickname.
This is the Ryder and Lisa Replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
All right, it's been a minute since we've done this.
I forget how to talk.
Right. We need to warm up our voices, I think.
Okay, yeah, especially you. What's going on in there? A big black bug, but a big black bear, and a big black bear bled blue blood. No, that's not doing anything.
Yeah, it is. It's getting my tongue warmed up.
Your tongue warmed up. Ow, I just pulled something in my neck. Oh, yeah, we are in rough shape.
Mm.
We got to stretch.
Dangerous job.
Very dangerous. You know, there are people driving to work right now that actually do have dangerous jobs.
Yeah, like us.
No.
That's why they like us so much. They can relate.
Play 107.
All right, so I didn't expect this to be the breaking news for today, but KFC is jumping on the plant-based meal options.
I love the way that they're advertising this, though, because they know that there's going to be haters, obviously, if you frequent KFC. And so their slogan is plant-based KFC. Try it or don't. No one's forcing you. And then they also have like another promotion that pops up when you search it and it says, plant-based KFC is here. Deal with it. Because they just don't want to take that time and energy to respond to the haters. So you're probably wondering, like, what do you mean it's plant-based? Like, what? Their chicken? Yes. Here's the thing. If you search this on Google, it says that there is potential that they use the same deep fryer that they cook actual chicken in. So it's for the people out there that are trying to be vegan.
Yeah.
Or they claim they're vegan when really they're not.
Mm-hmm. Like our old boss.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Our old boss didn't want to be a vegan at all, but his girlfriend at the time forced him to be vegan. Like she would offer things to him to make sure he wouldn't eat meat every day. If you know what I'm saying. He's like, I can't, I'm sorry.
Which is kind of the only way I'd go for it.
Every day that I don't eat meat, I get some. And we're like, okay, we understand. But then, there was this one time that we were at, where were we? Were we at a party or was it a work event here at the station? Anyway, chicken wings show up.
Yeah.
The guy goes wild. He's like, don't tell my girlfriend. I'm like, well, I think I will tell her. Let's give her a day off.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, KFC is now plant-based, so.
Kind of? Like what?
I don't know.
I could go for like a KFC deep-fried cauliflower. I think that would be good.
Yeah.
But like fake chicken deep-fried in the same.
Have you ever looked at the actual ingredients with a plant-based dish? When they do fake meat, I mean, there's 1,000 ingredients, right. Of words I've never heard of before.
Yeah. I'm just going to stick to a bucket.
Just a bucket with just the skin.
Yeah. All right. We are talking about things that you don't understand. 780-784-7107.
Some great texts rolling in already. Thank you, Daniel, who wrote in saying, who invented the weekend? Like, why don't we have 3-day weekends every week? Who decided on 5 days and then 2 days off?
Right.
A workhorse.
Exactly.
Andy wrote in saying, how do they get the pickles in the pickle jar?
Well, they just put them in.
Yeah, but sometimes they're in a jar and how they get them all in perfectly.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Quite a few pickles can fit in a pickle jar.
What's the pickle that you love to say?
Polski Ogórki.
There it is. All right, I want to discuss some of the things that I still don't understand. Sunscreen. How'd they do that? How'd they figure that out?
Right.
Because it works.
Yeah, it works really well.
It works so well. Also, bridges. How do they stay? How'd they figure out that one? And also, how do animals know how to...
Mate
with one another. There's no one teaching them the birds and the bees.
I like how I guessed what you were doing just because of the hand motions you were doing while you were looking for the appropriate word to use.
Yeah, the finger.
Yeah, I know, we know.
There's no YouTube video for them to watch. Mm-hmm. They just come out of the body and then like weeks later it seems they're already doing it.
How do they know?
Do the birds tell them and they're like chirp, chirp,
and
chirp?
And the bees.
And the bees as well.
Yeah. I have an animal-related one that I don't understand. Duck hunt.
When was that invented?
Like 88 would be my guess. Like how... Wait a minute. The gun knows how big my TV is?
1984.
Well, how? And like back then, there were two options for video games. Go forward and jump. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all that you could do in most video games. And yet you could just rock a gun for duck hunt? No.
No.
It takes a picture and captures it. And no, it's too advanced for its time.
I also don't understand how everyone's so chill about giraffes existing. Or an octopus. We're like, oh, look at that. It's an octopus. I'm like, yeah, look at it. It has 8 legs. It has 8, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're legs, though. Time for recommend something where we recommend something. That's why we called it that.
Yeah, straight to the point.
Yeah.
I'm recommending a podcast today. Obviously, you should be subscribed to Ryder and Lisa Replay, but once you're done listening to all of ours from the past 5 years, move on to this. Radio Rental is a podcast I discovered. Here's the thing. It's terrifying. So don't listen to it when it's dark out.
Okay.
Trust me. I thought I was tough. I'm not tough. So Radio Rental are bizarre real life horror stories told by those who lived them.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So they recap something that happened to them in their life that they survived, but it was either bizarre, weird, creepy.
That's a brilliant idea too, because whoever came up with that podcast doesn't have to work.
Well, the only thing they do really is introduce the stories,
right.
And they kind of make it sound like it's a VHS. So it sounds like they're in a Blockbuster,
okay.
And then they put it in the VCR and then press play.
Oh.
And then it's the audio of the person telling the story.
Here's a little bit of one.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely someone else in the house. And I try to listen in and I hear her like, oh, he's drunk as hell. He can barely move. You do it. And I'm thinking like, you do what? Who's here and who's going to do what?
So each episode has 3 stories, and just they get scarier and scarier.
Love it.
Right?
One more time with the name?
Radio Rental.
All right. I recommend something. I went out to BC to see my parents. It was my mom's 70th birthday. We kept the bubble very small, but we were all so excited to be around one another. So my recommend something is to try to bring that to regular life. And I'm trying to do this as well, to be like 10% more excited to see people that you care about, because you could feel it. And like all of a sudden everybody was just like so much more welcoming than normal. The vibes were terrific the entire time.
I like that you are implementing this into your life, because even yesterday you're like, I'm excited to get back to work tomorrow.
Right.
Let's get up early. Let's drink some coffee together and then let's laugh.
Right.
So I respect that. I think that's a great idea. The only thing is you've already complained about how gross the coffee is.
Yeah, you really got to do something about the coffee here. We have Dave on the phone who has a wild story that just shook down recently. Fire away, man.
So I've got an electric wheelchair. I go down into the Mill Creek Ravine, and they've spent millions of dollars down there on nice paved paths and whatnot. Well, I end up somewhere where I really shouldn't be with my little shopping mall chair.
Okay.
Well, a cyclist comes towards me, so I move over, and doesn't the front wheel of my little chair hit a rather large rock and send me, true story, probably 50 feet, maybe 60 feet.
Down the hill?
Into the ravine.
No.
The next thing I know, I don't know where my chair is, but I'm tumbling in a crouched position. I'm tumbling end over ender. And I end up on my hands and feet. It's like I didn't get my bum wet. I just landed in the ravine.
Like a cat.
My hand. Yeah. That's well put. And so now what? It's 50 feet back up with my little electric chair, and it's in the water.
What'd you do?
I was still busy gathering myself. And some lady, I see her back up, and she's riding a bicycle, and she's yelling, hey, come back here, look. And they grab the thing, and they drag it back up the hill for me. And, so I hope they're listening. I know they're listening, because everybody listens to you guys. But shout out.
I'm just going to stick to White Ave moving forward, or?
Download the Play 107 app today.
Play 107.
Thank you for checking out the show. Okay, couple things making triumphant comebacks these days that were very popular in the 70s.
I kind of gave up on fashion for 2020 because no one goes anywhere.
Mm.
So they predicted that these things would make a comeback in 2020. Haven't really seen them, but the rumor is that they're a thing. Number one, curtain bangs.
I need you to explain what that means.
Feathered bangs, like Farrah Fawcett hair.
Still don't know what that means.
Mandy Moore has it right now.
Oh.
She's kind of got a bob, but her bangs are feathered out like curtain drapes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really in. Miley Cyrus has a mullet, like a really cool 70s mullet, rock style.
It seems like the mullet is like a serious haircut again.
Yeah, the moulet.
Like, it went for a while like an ironic thing,
mm-hmm.
but then now I'm seeing it pop up more and more.
It's it looks kind of like good.
Mustaches too, right?
Mustaches are back
like
in.
They were kind of a joke a few years ago.
Yep.
If a young guy rocked a mustache, now they're in. But apparently the other one that's making a big comeback is high-waisted swimsuits. And it's because so many people have gained weight from the pandemic.
Right. Nobody wants their belly button out.
And yeah, so the high-waisted pants apparently, or high-waisted swimsuit,
mm-hmm.
hides some things that women really want to hide these days.
Yeah, and that's totally cool. I've gotten to the age where I'm starting to shop for one-piece bathing suits instead of bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
I wear a t-shirt in the pool.
No, you do not.
No, I'm just kidding.
But no, I think the 70s the style is awesome. Like the folk gypsy look. Like a lot of people were pretending they were at Folk Fest yesterday.
Right.
I saw that on Instagram and they're dressing like they were in the 70s. I just think that's cool. Obviously like a social distance backyard party, but I'm loving it. Maybe I'll get a mullet like Miley.
Yeah.
No?
No. I'd go with the Farrah Fawcett thing you were talking about instead to start there.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.